I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Dave Glover Show. It's the Tim Jones Show on the Dave Glover Show. I'm Tim Jones. I've got my executive producer extraordinaire, Ken Williams, here at the helm.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker.
It's weird to say good afternoon, but yes, usually we say good evening, but good afternoon to you, Ken. And we do have Andrew Stolziot on there on the... out there on the phones.
The American Taliban.
To keep us between the ditches.
That's right.
So he is here. We are going to wrap up the Dave Glover Show for you. You got us for the rest of the afternoon. The rest of the gang has skedaddled over to the beautiful Sheldon Theater for DGS 5. And I was embarrassed to say that I have never been to a DGS live show. I've always been out of town or otherwise occupied. Probably something with the kids or the family. And I was supposed to be out of town this week, Ken. And then everything changed. And then suddenly... Rachel was asking me if I could finish up the show for them this afternoon, and
how fun! You texted me, and I'm like, "Oh, cool."
And I said, "Hey, Rachel, can we, could we join you guys then at the show?" She said, "Absolutely." So she hooked us up with some tickets, and so I'm bringing Ken with me, and we've got some special guests that are going to join us at the end of the show for our last segment. One of them happens to be a dual sponsor of the Dave Glover Show and the Tim Jones Show, and that is Super Smokers featuring Jeff Fitter. And boy, do we love us some Super Smokers, and he might be bringing some into the studio. It's back in the main hall, of course. The mother load is over in the green room at the Sheldon as the cast and crew get ready to go on, and Dave is tuning up guitars and all that sort of thing. I'm really looking forward to seeing DGS 5. It's basically a combo Dave Glover Show band, Dave Glover stand-up little comedy routine, and then I believe the whole cast and crew comes up, including... the one and only Mark Close.
Yeah, will he'll be there.
Rejoining the gang tonight. So, folks,
and Sue said she'll be there too.
And
as well.
Sue as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. As a fan, I can't wait. If you all, if you're looking for something to do tonight, or your plans change and suddenly you have availability, it's a beautiful evening here in downtown St. Louis. The Sheldon is a beautiful theater. I would urge you to go. And I think Rachel said the best way to do it at this point is. Did she say go online, or did she say walk up? I can't remember.
You can walk up, but she said the best way to do it right now is to go online as well.
Okay.
And just a note about the Sheldon Concert Hall. I played there a few times. And the first
with Tropics?
Nice. With the X. And when we went in there, we had amazing speakers.
Mm-hmm.
But we got in there with those, and the guy looked at us. I don't remember who it was. It was the manager or someone. And he said, no, that's not going to work. He said, you need to just use your monitors. And I'm like, as a singer, I'm freaking out.
You're
thinking,
freaked
no
out
way
about this.
That's going to work. And we sound checked, and I tell you, Tim, it was amazing.
They say the sound, and I've been there. I was there with, I got to see Dionne Warwick, actually. It was like an American Heart Association or something like that kind of event. She was the featured act. And
what a voice.
She still had the voice. It was in full effect. And you're right. I forgot where we were sitting. The Sheldon, every seat is great. I mean, there's a lower bowl and an upper bowl, but it's a very intimate setting. 700 seats doesn't sound intimate, but the way they've got this place designed, it is you and your 699 other friends, because it's just a very intimate setting. And you're right, Ken, the sound, it just washes over you. And
yeah.
I'm excited to see the Dave Glover Show band. Dave is a master storyteller. He is... one of, if not the best I've ever heard. It's I don't know if I'm a good storyteller or not. I can talk on the radio, but there's the difference between that and storytelling. And Dave is a master storyteller to me. So I'm looking forward to the stand-up bit that he's going to do tonight. I'm sure it's going to have a lot of interesting things in there. We'll probably laugh. We'll probably cry. We'll probably do high fives. And then the whole cast and crew, Dave, Rachel, assume Tony's going to be there.
Tony's going to be there, absolutely.
Sue Thomas on traffic, and Andrew will be heading over there, I'm sure, Mark Close, the famous Mark Close, will be returning for a cameo command performance, so if you miss Mark, you can see him tonight.
And from what I understand on this show, it's going to be, like you said, a variety, but also it's a lot of stuff that you won't be hearing on the radio.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So hope you can join us tonight. And I know there's a lot of people heading downtown for that because, like I said, it is nearly sold out. So if you think you might want to go, you still got a couple hours till showtime. I think VIP was sold out a long time ago. So unfortunately, those are gone. But the main act.
Join us in the balcony.
Yeah, join us in the balcony. We'll be up there. We'll be up there throwing things. And Rachel is on scene at the DGS 5 live show, and she just tweeted out sound check for DGS 5. There's a little photo there of them all getting ready. It's so cool. That looks so great. So
yeah, they're excited.
I think Tony's daughter is featured.
Yes,
in the musical.
Grace
acts.
Will be playing with the band.
That's cool.
Dave's band.
What does she play?
Violin, I think. I'm pretty sure violin. And
neat.
She is apparently she's doing an amazing job when they were they were practicing. I heard this over the air as a listener, and from what they're saying, she's doing really a great job.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening to us this afternoon, and actually, you're going to hear quite a bit of me over the next few days, I'm sorry to tell you. So I will be back tomorrow for Annie Fry Day. Annie Fry, I'll be on the Annie Fry Show as I am every Friday. I'm going to be in the 1 o'clock hour, though. Usually, I'm in the 2 o'clock. I'll be in the 1 o'clock hour tomorrow, and then I'll be back with the Tim Jones Show, which is every Sunday on FM Newstalk 97.1 from 7 to 9 p.m. So Ken and I will be back here Sunday, and then I'll be turning right back around and doing the Mark Cox in the Morning Show.
And that's when you take your sleeping bag, right?
That's right.
You're here.
Yes, that's right. Mark Cox Morning Show will be on Memorial Day. I'm honored to do Memorial Day.
Yeah,
I'm sure we will be paying some special tribute to all of those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country. That's what Memorial Day is about. And we'll be starting at 6 a.m. that morning. We usually do that on national holiday days. And so I'll be back on Memorial Day. So lots of yours truly over the next few weeks. An honor and a privilege to be here. Thank you to Dave for having me in this afternoon. Always to Jeff Allen for having us on. You can follow me. I'm talking to a whole different audience this afternoon. So I'm on Twitter and Facebook at Speaker Tim Jones. Would love for you to follow me. I'm entertaining. My left wing lunatic friends think I am the great Satan, but my common sense conservative center right friends just get a good chuckle and giggle out of me every day. And I you know, look, it's Twitter. Everybody plays a character on Twitter, and so I ramp it up, but it's fun. Wear your safety goggles. At Speaker Tim Jones, at Speaker Tim Jones on Facebook or Twitter. And you can follow the station, 971talk.com, radio.com, app, all that good stuff. So we do have the phone lines open this afternoon. We are live, 314-241-9797. If you want to talk about the news of the day, I'm going to have State Representative Hannah Kelly join us in the next segment around 5:25. I've had Hannah on the Tim Jones Show before. She is a wonderful lady leader in the Republican Party. There's a lot of misinformation going on about this heartbeat bill that was passed by the legislature. A lot of the left-wing lunosphere are saying that this is an attack on women. This is an attack on women's health care, whether reproductive rights. I'm going to ask a woman, a Republican woman, if this is an attack on her health care rights or reproductive rights, blah, 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 blah. I have a feeling Hannah Kelly, because I know her very well, will have a very different of opinion on that. And see, that's the thing. The media does a huge disservice by pretending that no women were in favor of this bill, that there was no women that helped put this bill together, helped get it across the finish line because it was a heavy lift, and that don't support it. Well, we're going to dispel those rumors next with Representative Hannah Kelly. It's Tim Jones. I'm in for Dave and the gang on the Dave Glover Show on a beautiful Thursday afternoon here at FM News Talk 97.1.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tucker Carlson describing the current state of affairs, the very sad state of affairs in the Democratic Party, which pretty much on every issue, like I could have played the clip about where they are on energy or where they are on taxes or where they are on regulations or where they are on whatever, you name the topic. And they are to the left of wherever they were 10 to 15 years ago.
Way to the left.
And now they've, and in some cases, yes, Ken, they've gone way to the left. And so to talk about where Democrats are in this state, in the great state of Missouri, is none other than my very good friend, current state representative, Hannah Kelly. Hannah, welcome back. You've been on the Tim Jones Show before. Welcome to the Dave Glover Show this afternoon on 97.1.
Thanks for having me, Tim. I really appreciate you calling me and having me on.
Absolutely. Hannah, you know, before we get into some of the policy issues and debates of this last legislative session that just concluded not even a week ago, I wanted to ask you first about the horrific storms that ripped through our state last night. And was your region affected? How was your region affected down by you, Hannah?
Pretty big. Of course, as you know, Tim, we've got a lot of rural communities in the 141st. One in particular that got hit pretty hard was Hartville. There's one grocery store there besides the Dollar General. And that grocery store pretty much, from what I heard from community members when I got there the night after the tornado hit, pretty much wiped out. And the manager of the store got everybody in the walk-in freezers, and they said they could feel the freezer shaking. Nobody died, thank God, but, you know, Hartville is a community in particular where you're 40 miles from anywhere.
Yes.
And so now I was actually sitting at a kitchen table with another constituent yesterday who said, you know, my mom lives, and she's not able to herself, and we're going to have to turn them out 40 miles, which is 40 miles the opposite way, to make sure that she gets her groceries, make sure that she's taken care of. It was kind of my one real-life example up in my face yesterday of how crucial this was and getting everything rebuilt.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Mother Nature can be pretty severe. She can be beautiful, she can be severe. Hannah, just so people generally get their bearings, I describe your district as basically in south-central Missouri. What's some of the big landmarks people might be familiar with, or what's around in your area?
Describe where I'm at is, first of all, to start off by saying I'm 60 miles east of Springfield, and everybody always goes, oh, yeah.
There you go. Yes.
And we also, I'm quite proud of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum that we have in our district. Folks always come through with the family in the summer. I often hear from folks across the state that bring their kids through and come to visit the museum. That's quite the popular spot during the summertime. I represent Wright County and part of Webster, which includes Marshfield, Missouri. I go right up to the line there at Marshfield. Have over 6,000 Amish constituents in my district, which is a fun little fact, and lots of farmers.
Very good. Yeah, I've been down there many times.
You
know that my my former roommate, your good friend, Congressman Jason Smith, hails from that area as well. So
yes, this is his district. We sit right kind of in the heart of the 8th Congressional District. He's actually going to be in my district in the morning
Good.
To do the damage in Hartville and visit with folks there, and I'm really grateful for how him and I were on the phone just shortly after it happened. And as you know, he's always folks taken care of, and really appreciate how he's been so supportive.
Well, Hannah, I know you all will be just fine, because you are, the folks down there are tough, industrious, very smart people who know how to deal with what Mother Nature throws them. It's a beautiful part of the state, but boy, when that weather comes rolling across, I've been out there before in those kind of storms, and it can be pretty wild. So definitely thoughts and prayers with you, and I know all of your House colleagues and friends will be helping out as well. Everybody always comes to everybody's aid. I did that with Joplin. We went down to Joplin back during that horrific experience. Hannah, I want to switch gears to the legislative session. It was, as with every legislative session, wild and woolly legislative session. I'm sure there was a lot of ups and downs, but one of the most dramatic turns was near the very end when you all successfully moved across the finish line a pro-life bill that's being hailed, called a lot of different things, heartbeat, fetal pain. I know you were very involved in that bill. So the first thing I want to talk about, Hannah, is I think it's a real disservice, and I think it borders on just blatant sexism for the mainstream media to ignore the fact that there are women, many women, I'm going to say millions of women in this state that support this piece of legislation and all of your efforts on it. They like to pretend you don't exist.
I couldn't agree more. And Tim, if you don't care, I've got a text messages coming through. I hope that they're not going through on the radio. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. Absolutely, yes.
Okay. All right. So what I found interesting, I got home and I was actually at my ice cream shop the very next day after session ended. This lady walked up and grabbed my hands and she said, I just want to thank you for fighting for that bill. She said, I adopted my son and talked his mother into having him. And she said, "You fought for babies like mine."
Mm.
And that was pretty good moment after the
Wow.
Because as you know, the Senate situation happened where they had that early morning vote, had a long night of negotiation. And that was something pretty historic to witness. And we actually talked about this very subject of what you brought up about how they presume that as female leaders and females in general leading in our communities and moms and wives and daughters that we aren't for this when actually we are, because the majority percentage of us understand the intrinsic value of the unborn life and that it's our true responsibility to protect it, and at all costs. My grandpa, who served in the legislature, always said, "You won't ever go wrong doing right."
Well, I would think so, Hannah. And so, Hannah, I mean, I know how strong you are on this issue. In fact, you and I actually, coincidentally enough, we talked a few a month or so ago. You were having an issue with one of the agencies there where you're actually working on something regarding abortion behind the scenes with some of our state agencies. So I know where your heart, mind, and soul is on this issue. But
yes.
Could you explain to our listeners, we keep hearing, Hannah, here, especially in the suburban areas, right? So we're based right here in the city of St. Louis. Our listening audience extends way out, and it gets into some of the rural areas. But a lot of it is the suburban areas. And people keep saying that because of the Missouri legislature's actions this year, that they're going to drive away suburban women at the polls. And Hannah, I don't think Republican women are going to vote against Republicans for passing this bill, are they?
I agree with you 110%. As all of us do, I closely watch my social media, and I've had some folks share negative take on 126, but I've had overwhelming majority percentage, both on social media, in person, in my travels across the district, and even outside the district, saying, "We feel like we're being heard at the Capitol. We feel like that y'all are doing what we sent you there to do." And I as a female Republican who happens to be a state representative, I hear a lot from ladies everywhere I go. And I've even had some Democrats come up to me and say, "Hey, what you did was the right thing."
Yeah, because Hannah, there are still maybe not in the inner city areas, but there are a lot of Democrats, especially in Missouri, that are still very strongly pro-life, aren't there?
100%, 100%. If I'm not mistaken, I would have to go back on the voting roll and look, but I think there were a few of my Democrat colleagues who voted for 126 when it was all said and done.
Hannah, does it bother you? I played that Tucker Carlson clip coming in, and I think he accurately describes where the Democratic Party has gone on this issue because they've been hijacked by the far left on so many issues, including this one. And does it shock your sensibilities a little bit that they've gone from a party that used to be the party of Bill Clinton's legal, safe, and rare pro-choice party to literally a party that is abortion on demand up until the final week of pregnancy?
It bothers me tremendously. As I sat there listening to debate in the Senate and then further debate on the House floor as we wrapped up session, my mind go back to early days of abortion debates when I started to pay attention to the abortion debate long before I ever considered getting into politics. And in those initial days of when I started to pay attention to the abortion debate, they were very careful to try to define, the left was very careful to try to define that, well, this isn't a baby, this isn't a human being. And now there's not even any care and attention to trying to send that message, which, I know that it's a baby. You know that it's a baby. Science tells us it's a baby. So glad that they're finally acknowledging that. However, it's heartbreaking because, the same fight that we take to the table for those who are born should be taken to the table for those who are unborn. And, it's almost insult to injury to hear somebody advocate for abortion after acknowledging that, yeah, this is a baby.
Well, that's the point, isn't it, Hannah, that the Republican Party really is the party of science on this issue, because since Roe v. Wade, which was 50 years ago, science has dramatically taken huge leaps and bounds with prenatal care and with OBGYN care, to the point where we have the ability to look into the womb, see life at its very earliest stages, see heartbeats, be able to detect fetal pain, do 4D ultrasounds. The debate that the left and the media, Hannah, to me, never wants to have is the question of when life begins. It almost seems like it's beyond their comprehension.
And I, you know, honestly, though, I don't think it's that. I, as much as I think that they don't want to acknowledge it, because the moment that you acknowledge is the moment it's hard to argue. And that's something that I firmly believe, and something that I am passionate about. You know, as much as I can vehemently disagree with colleagues who are opposite me on the issue of life, I am equally passionate about making sure that the next generation, who is paying attention very much so to what we are doing right now, that they understand the importance of the acknowledgement. Because I think we all know at the end of the day, but it's the acknowledgement of the existence of human life and what that means and how we respect it as leaders now that affect the next generation of leaders.
Absolutely.
And affect this whole conversation more than anything.
Absolutely. Hannah, I got a couple minutes left. I wanted to switch gears because you have your finger on the pulse of a lot of different issues. This one I know is extremely important to you, but you're also very much involved in the formation, the creation, the adjustment of our nearly $30 billion state budget. I give you a lot of credit for being on budget. I always put my best and brightest people on budget because I didn't want to handle it because it just seemed overly tedious and cumbersome. I know it is. But I think it's very incredible that you take it so seriously, and I know you work on it from the before session begins till that very last date in early May. What do you think about the state budget this year, Hannah? Give us some of the highlights on what was done.
Well, you know, first of all, one big thing that I always bring up, especially since I've gotten home and kind of reporting back to constituents, we fully funded the foundation formula. And I selfishly don't think that gets enough conversation because that was a big deal. A big deal to take the money to the table that was needed to make sure that that foundation formula was there and increased transportation funding as well. You know, and as you know, we had a lot of conversation on this transportation package. A lot of effort brought to the table to make sure that we arrived at the best product for the people in Missouri. And that is something I'm particularly proud of, something that I noted today. My colleague, Sarah Walsh, she helped to, and I bring this up and I can't think of the exact name, but it's a task force that's actually in service today in Jefferson City helping with the recovery. But she helped to make sure that that was fully funded in our budget. And those folks are on the ground today helping folks with recovery efforts in Jefferson City and getting through, you know, the initial stages of coming back from this tornado. And that's pretty incredible to see, you know, budget money at work. But
in real life,
In real life. And one thing that I'm kind of pointing to for next year, I'm starting to study now, is it was brought to my attention that roughly, according to the McKinsey report, roughly $177 million is currently being spent as in the last calendar year for non-resident citizens Medicaid payments. So I'm starting to study that.
That's going to be a big issue next year for sure.
And study that McKinsey report. You know, we paid for that McKinsey report. I wanted to make sure that I understand what's there so that I can be helpful to do the best that we possibly can with taxpayer dollar. But Cody is doing a great job. Cody Smith is doing a great job leading the budget committee. Rural broadband did great on that, which was important to a lot of folks across Missouri.
It's a heavy, heavy lift. Hannah, we got to run, but I definitely want to have you back maybe after the dust settles and you get some rest, and hopefully we rebuild after all these storms. Maybe talk a little about a veto session and then what all to look for in 2020, a huge year in Missouri and across the country. She's at Hannah Kelly Moe. Representative Hannah Kelly, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Tim, thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. We'll be back with more right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love
always be
John
yourself
Kennedy.
Unless you suck.
He's our new favorite. He's our adopted senator. Now, I love Josh Hawley and Roy Blunt. They are awesome leaders for the great state of Missouri. But John Kennedy always brings the heat, man.
He is so good. And they asked him one time, they said, well, why do you say these little quips, these little, analogies and such. Yeah. And he said, it's just the way people talk. And he said, I want people to remember what I said.
Well, it's his point. Okay, yes. He uses comedy very effectively to make a point that will stick with you, right? That's the whole thing. Yep. And folks, that stuck with me throughout the day today as I was prepping for the show, because he's like, look, if they're going to impeach the president, then just freaking impeach the president.
Do it.
What is this? What is this impeachment light where we're going to investigate, subpoena, harass, and interrogate everybody in the White House and the Trump administration from here until the cows come home? Because apparently this is never going to end. And you know why this is happening? And I tell you all this all the time. It's a lot of alls. This all goes back to the fact.
Another all.
Yes. That the left, who has hijacked the Democratic Party and their comms department, known as the mainstream media, cannot get over the fact that Hillary Clinton lost and Donald Trump won in November of 2016.
And the longer
they're living in an altered reality in their brain where Donald Trump is not the president.
And the longer they hold it out there and say, we're going to impeach, that's when the media steps in and they let this thing run longer.
Exactly, because as long as they, here's the thing. Nancy Pelosi, who is, if nothing else, you got to give her the fact that she's a crafty, cunning politician. I know these days she sounds like she's a couple martinis in every time they interview her, but she still has enough sense to understand that they should not go down this path. Why? Because they've got nothing to go down the path on. In Watergate, you had a crime, you had a thing that was committed, you had a break-in, okay? She said, the one thing I disagree with, the many things I disagree with, she said there was a cover-up this week, yesterday.
Yes.
A cover-up of what?
Well, she didn't even go that far.
Why ask her that question? You had a 2.5-year, $35 million taxpayer-funded investigation with unlimited federal government resources. I don't know if you all realize how powerful the federal government is. If any of you out there in listener land had a 2.5-year, $35 million taxpayer-funded, unlimited resource investigation against you, they're going to find that parking ticket that you got back in 1992 on the corner of Jones and Hopkins in Sioux City, Iowa, you know?
Wouldn't that be intimidating?
Wow. I mean, if you had done nothing else wrong in your life, they're going to find that one time you jaywalked or you snuck a piece of candy out of the candy dish somewhere.
Yeah.
They're going to find it. And so the fact that they did this to Trump and found nothing, and then we unleashed this, 400-page report with very few redactions. And the only redactions are for grand jury testimony as prescribed by law. What is the cover up? Covering up what? Covering up the fact. Here's what the cover up is. The cover up is on their side, and this is the other reason. They're freaked out for multiple reasons. They're freaked out because Donald Trump won the election, and he neutered the regulatory state, which caused the market to take off. He cut taxes. He crushed the ISIS caliphate. He's taking on illegal immigration like no president, Democrat or Republican, has ever dared. He's taking on China in a where we are having our booties handed to us every single year to the tune of $500 billion.
Amazing.
They're crushing us. And everyone just wants to whistle past the graveyard. Donald Trump's like, no, enough. And so, yes, we're going to have some short-term pain, but the long-term gain in resolving the trade war is going to be overly dramatic in a positive fashion. And they're freaked out about the fact that the Mueller investigation did not give them what they wanted. Oh, don't get me started. Hey, we'll be back in the 6 o'clock hour with lots more, including Cassie Smedley, Deputy Communications Director and spokeswoman for the RNC. That's straight ahead at 6:25. And lots more here on the Dave Glover Show. Tim Jones in the big chair for all y'all. We'll be back with lots more after this at FM News Talk 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.